Hey, everybody, by the end of the day today, you are going to walk away with two rules. The two rules that are going to help you decide how to make decisions based on strategy and not emotion. Those two rules are what we live by. Those two rules are what I have my dispatchers live by. And those two rules are what all of our coaching clients live by. Make decisions based on strategy, not emotion. The strategy will always win in the long run. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Business of Trucking podcast. I'm your host, Tony Bravada. I've spent years helping entrepreneurs, executives, and salespeople grow their life and their business by creating results. And now I've got my sights set on helping truckers just like you. So if you're ready to act like an owner, not just the operator of your trucking business, and if you're also interested in increasing your own personal cash flow while creating more time and financial freedom for you and your family, the Business of Trucking is the place to be. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, truckers, what we're going to talk about today is a little bit of a mindset, a little bit of trying to help you to understand the business that you're in slightly a different way, understanding the difference between an owner operator and an owner and what your business really can do for you. We're going to talk about the two rules that are necessary to help you understand your strategy, so that you can make decisions based on a strategy and not emotion. Strategies will always win in the long run. If you think about it, if you want to go from point A to point B as a trucker, let's say Detroit, Michigan to Dallas, Texas, you have to first know that you're going to Dallas, Texas. But if you just started taking off, going south, and finding your way a little bit west, you might make it, but it's going to take you a long time. What everybody does is they put in their navigation. They use their Apple Map, their Google Map, or whatever GPS that you're using in your truck, and you follow those turn-by-turn guidelines. That's a strategy. The strategy will always win in the long run. So we're going to understand rule number one and rule number two that are going to help you make decisions in about 10 to 15 seconds, whether something is worth it or not. And then we're going to talk about your why. I want to help you to understand why you get in your truck every day. And it's very important. So let's start off today by just giving a little introduction about myself. I am not originally from the trucking world. I, since 2009, have worked with entrepreneurs and CEOs and salespeople and executives, and I've helped them run their life and their businesses. I have a strategic planning consulting company where we go out there and we look at what people want their life to be in the future. And we'll sit down with them and what is that vision? Where do you want yourself to go? And from that point, we work our way back and we develop a 12-week strategy based on where you want your future to be and what that life is going to dictate a certain level of income. Now, when we work with somebody, we work with the individual. We end up working with the business in a roundabout way because the business is the tool by which we'll generate your cash flow to allow you to live the life that you want. But we work with individuals, and I've been doing that. Now, a few years ago, my stepbrother is a truck driver, and as an investment, I ended up buying him a truck, not knowing anything at all about the trucking business. Over the next few episodes, we'll kind of dive into some of that stuff. So to keep a long story short for right now, I looked at that as a cash flow opportunity. I looked at a semi-truck as like my own rental property for real estate. And when I understood it that way, we decided to duplicate. Now, being as an owner-operator and giving up 20% of our revenue, we were at an 80-20 split. I had never heard of such a thing. That doesn't exist outside of the trucking world. And so we went and got our own authority. And of course, all of you that have your own authority, you know that there are some challenges in the beginning. That first year, there's challenges. There's a lot of things that you cannot touch. A lot of brokers won't work with you because you're not established yet. And we had to work through that. Now, for me, I wanted to duplicate. I saw a cash flow opportunity, and that's what we're going to talk to you about. As that year went, we bought a truck every 3 months. And at the end of the first year, we had five. At the end of that year, our insurance company, which happened to be Progressive, because they insure the majority of first year authorities, and they got scared because of our growth factor. So they priced us out. They set us at $220,000 on 5 tractor trailers with a 20% deposit. Now nobody can pay that. And so I adapted because I'm a business person and we have a strategy in mind. I'm going to talk to you about some of those things and some of the techniques that you can use to help you grow your business. And I was able to grow a 7-figure trucking business in about 14 months with zero knowledge of the business. I do not drive. I do not have a CDL. So as time went on, I said, listen, I'm out here and I see all of these truck drivers, whether you're leased on to somebody or whether you have your own authority. A lot of truck drivers just don't have the networks. They don't have the resources. They don't have the people helping them run and grow their business. They're trying to figure it out as they go. So I saw an opportunity. As a business coach, as a business strategist, one of the things that are very hard to do is find clients, because you're competing in a financial world with insurance companies and investment companies and technology companies, and that is the world that consultants live in. But what I noticed in going through all of this and planning out the company that we have and restructuring it a certain way, all of the owner operators, whether you're leased on or you have your own authority, you're all entrepreneurs. You are all business owners. And there are no business strategists working with you guys. And so we designed a company to help run and work and coach owner operators on how to grow their business and literally hands-on, day-to-day working with them. And it's been wildly successful. Now, that's a little bit of my background. So what I'd like to start off today by talking about is a model, if anybody has ever read it, if you have not, go read it, I would suggest, in your downtime. Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad Cash Flow Quadrant. And in the cash flow quadrant, imagine like a cross, okay? And in the top left corner, he has an E. And the E stands for employee. So as most drivers start off, they start off as a company driver. And you're either paid by the mile, you're paid a salary, or you're paid a percentage. And as such, you are trading your time for a paycheck. Now, a lot of people will stay that way because some people are very highly paid that way. My stepbrother as a company driver was getting paid like $90,000 a year, which was very good as a company driver. But what wasn't so good is he was never home. So he had a little boy and he had another one on the way and he's got his wife at home and he's never home. And it will wear on you over time. So what some people do is they save up their money and they invest and they buy a truck and they become an owner operator, whether or not it was their own decision, whether or not a friend or a family member or somebody else decided, hey, you know, you can control your schedule. You can make a little bit more money. Go buy a truck. And so they do. They follow suit. And what happens is they go straight down to the box right below, which is an S. And that S is a self-employed business person. The S, your self-employeds are, you know, your doctors, your lawyers, and we'll call all of the owner operators, whether you have your authority or you don't. You're self-employed because you can only make money if you work. Yes, you got your name on the side of your truck. If you're leased on, you don't, but you got your name on the title of your truck. But at the end of the day, if you don't go out there and drive, you're not making money. So the idea is to get everybody from the left side of that cross over to the right side. The right side is where you want to be. So in the top right box, you're going to see a B. And the B stands for big business. Now, not necessarily financially big business, but the mindset of a big business. The mindset of a big business is they have infrastructure. The owner of the company or the founder of the company typically does not run it. They have a CEO, they have management in place. The business itself will run and make money without the founder being present. Below that line, you're going to see an I. And that I stands for investor, which means that your money is out there making you more money without you. So when we're here to try to understand cash flow, now with every individual that we help in our organization and coach, the entire premise is to create a revenue stream for you that you don't have to work for. In the beginning stages, we have to dig the trench. The beginning stages, we got to roll up our sleeves. We got to do some work. But at some point, you should have your trench dug, your pipe laid, so that at some point in the future, you can turn the faucet on and the water will just start to come. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I want you to understand this. You bought a truck, you have an entity, whether it's an LLC or an S corporation or whatever you started off with. You technically have a company. And if you have your own authority, maybe you have two trucks or three trucks or four trucks and a few drivers that you employ. But I don't want you to think of it as a company, because you probably, my guess, started this company to put money in your pocket. And if you have your own authority and you have two trucks or three trucks or four trucks or five trucks, my guess is that if it's your company, you probably don't drive. You probably hire your employees. And if you do drive, I can't imagine what a nightmare of a day-to-day it is for you. So what we want to talk about is to help you understand that your business is cash flow. Your truck is cash flow. Your truck is an asset. So back when I made my first decision to jump into trucking, it was I wanted to create a revenue stream. And my options from my whole past and from everything that I know is real estate. But at the time, I couldn't find anything for real estate, because if I bought a $100,000 home and I rented it out for, you know, at the time, maybe $1,800 a month, my mortgage was $1,200 a month with, you know, taxes and insurance. So $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, that's $500, $600 a month that you put in your pocket, which is okay, right? For a rental property, because the idea is to duplicate that 10 of those, 100 of those, 1,000 of those storage units, whatever. And you're making $200, $300, $400, $500 off of each of these. Now, with the idea that at some point in time, your renters will pay off the home and then you can have the majority of that profit. But there's, you know, there's maintenance and there's things a long time. So that was okay. But when I looked at the apple to apple of a semi, I said, if I bought a $100,000 semi and my payment on that is, let's say, $2,000 a month. Well, we go out and we gross 30. I pay my driver. I have my expenses. And after it all, depending on maintenance, I will walk away with either somewhere between $2,000 and $5,000 a month in my pocket, depending on the maintenance of the vehicle. From an apple to apple comparison, it wasn't even close. Plus, in a trucking business, you get depreciation on the trucks that you buy, on the fuel that you spend. There's a lot more benefit to it. So I looked at this. Every tractor trailer that we have was a cash flow investment. It was my new rental property. So my business at the time was not a company. It was, those are my assets. So when we hired a driver, I would tell the drivers, listen, yes, technically you get paid by an entity, but I want you to understand that you are driving and you are in control. You are the captain of my personal asset that provides money to my family that I paid for. And when you break something, I'm the one that fixes it. So I will pay you very nicely to maintain my property, maintain my truck. They're like my property manager, right? And so I want to help somewhat change that mindset for everybody. If you have your own authority, even if you don't and you want to get your own authority, because I believe that you should have your own authority, you should not be leased onto somebody. If you took the risk to buy a truck and you invested in it and you have bills and you have everything involved with that, and you're out there leasing onto somebody, giving up 10, 15, 20, 25% of your gross revenue to somebody, that is absolutely insane. At the same time, people get fed up with that and they go get their own authority. And then they run into another set of problems because they don't know. They don't have the networks. They don't have investors. They don't have the finance people to help them. And so they try to figure it out as they go. And most people with authority, they have one truck, sometimes two. Very rarely do they have three or more. Now, there are some of you that do. And I would be willing to bet that you have a lot of expenses that you have internally that are not related to the truck at that level of time. Like when we had our fifth truck, I was probably spending $20,000 a month in office-related expenses, between hiring a dispatcher, between having an assistant to help with paperwork and phone calls, websites, an office, a yard, phone systems. There's things that have to happen. Plus, I don't drive, so you have another additional salary outside of that. There's a lot of expenses. every elite individual in the world, doesn't matter what career path you have, if you're an actor, if you're a singer, if you're a business person, if you are an athlete, doesn't matter. If you're at the top of your craft, you have a coach. I have a coach. Truck drivers don't. There's a reason for it. So understand, number one, we want you to become the mindset of a big business where your business will run without you working in it. You want to be able to work on your business, not in your business. And then understand that your money that you're investing to buy more trucks is an investment. So those trucks are assets. Those trucks have to generate you money. So how do we maximize that? Which is going to lead us to the two rules. Now, these rules I apply for myself. I apply to every single driver. I apply to every single owner-operator with authority that is part of our company. And I apply it to my dispatch teams. Because if you understand the rules, you can make decisions based on strategy and not emotion. What a lot of drivers do is they make decisions based on emotion. I've talked to thousands of owner-operators because we coach them, because they're part of our organizations in some level, some way. And through the gossip channel, whether or not it's at a truck stop or a Facebook page or something, they're talking about rates, this, and you know, this is $4 a mile or $5 a mile, or I'm getting $2 a mile, or this is, you know. First of all, if you don't know your rules, none of that stuff matters. Because at $3.50 a mile, somebody might not be profitable. And at $2 a mile, somebody may be highly profitable. You have to understand your rules. You have to understand your costs. And let's talk about those. So rule number one is your overall gross revenue. And how we determine that number is by utilizing really my strategic planning where you're coming down. So you can do this right now, whether you're driving, you can think about it or re-listen to this when you stop and you go off your clock and you have some time to think. Close your eyes. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But think about 3 years from today, the perfect life that you can envision. Not what you want, not what you think, not what you hope. Imagine 3 years from today, it's 2025, on whatever the date and time is that you happen to be listening to this. Put that vision in your head as if everything that you wanted has already happened. What does that life look like? From that point, you're going to be able to determine, by breaking things down, what is the level of income that you need to have to live that life? Now we're going to work backwards. Now, I don't do anything on annual planning. I don't believe in annual planning. We'll get into that in a different episode. We're going to break things down into a shorter time frame because it is easier for us to control the short term than the long term. So you're going to break that all the way down. For example, let's say that you want to do, just going to use an easy number here, let's say $100,000 a year. So we're going to use a 12-week system. So that means you're going to do $25,000 of personal income over 12 weeks. Now, we'll break that down. So let's just say it's $2,000 a week. So for this example here, let's say that after my expenses, after my fuel, after my truck payments, after everything that I have to do, I want to put $2,000 in my pocket, period. So we're going to start off with that number. So we put $2,000 on a piece of paper or put it in your head. Next, how much am I going to spend in fuel this week? Now, let's just say I drive Monday through Friday and I drive pretty hard, but I want to be home on the weekends. So let's just say, you know, diesel is up there, but let's just call it $2,500. Okay. I'm going to spend $2,500 a week in fuel. Let's just say, okay, maybe not so much. Maybe some of you drive a little bit more than that, but let's just say $2,500. So right now I'm at $4,500. Now I'm going to take my expenses. So I have my insurance payment, I have my truck payment, I got my trailer payment, whatever it is that you have, typically on monthly payments. So break it down into a week. And let's just say that you have $1,000 a week in fixed expenses. So now I'm at $5,500. Okay. So rule number one is that I must gross $5,500 a week in order to put the $2,000 in my pocket. Now, rule number two, it goes farther than that, right? Because if I do $5,500 of gross revenue and I do it at, you know, $1 a mile, the chances of that working are very low, right? We need a higher rate than that. We're going to just be spinning our wheels. So rule number two is understanding my cost, understanding how much I spend in fuel, how much my truck payment is, how much my insurance payment is. Go through your costs and break it down. And if you don't know how, I can show you on a different episode. You can go to our website, 131trucking.com, and you can use some of the calculators. I'm sure you can find calculators on it, you know, probably different websites, but break it down. And when you do that, you're going to come up with your cost per mile. Now, let's just say that it's like $1.60 a mile, which is your actual cost. And for those of you out there thinking that there's no way it's $1.60, I challenge you, you know, and you might be right, because somebody's got a $220,000 truck and someone's truck is paid off and someone's got a $60,000 truck. So expenses are different. Someone's got a good driving record, someone's got a bad driving record, so their insurance is different. But let's just say it's $1.60. Okay. Now, in anything that I do, I always put a margin on there because I always want room for error. And so let's just put like a 20% margin. Let's call it $1.90. So rule number two is my acceptable rate per mile, my minimum acceptable rate per mile. Rule number one, 5,500. That is what I must gross every week, Monday through Friday. So let's call that $1,100 a day on average. Okay. Rule number two is my minimum acceptable rate per mile is $1.90. Let's say $1.95. Bump it up a little bit. So when I go to my dispatch, or when you go to your dispatch, or when you sit in your truck and you're looking at analyzing a load, let's say that it is $2,000 load that picks up on Monday and delivers Tuesday morning. So it's a one-day transit for $2,000. Rule number one is green, because I needed to average $1,100 a day. So rule number one is green. Rule number two, let's say that it was set at $3 a mile. Okay. Rule number two is green. So when they both light up, I don't have to see anything else. Let's take it. Let's go. Now let's say it's a $2,500 load and it goes a Monday pickup, Wednesday drop. For me, that's 3 days. So for me, I take $2,500 and divide it by three, and that does not equal my $1,100 a day. Now, you can argue the point and say, what if it's Wednesday at 6 a.m. and I picked it up Monday at 5 p.m.? Okay, calculate it as 2 days. So you have $2,500 divided by two, or at $1,250. Rule number one is green. Let's say it's at $2.11 a mile. Now, for a lot of you out there, as in myself, I would initially look at that and say, what the heck are these brokers thinking? Why are they paying me $2.11 a mile? But if you understand your rules and you don't make that decision based on strategy or based on emotion, you base it on your strategy. Rule number one is green, $2,500 over a two-day transit. And rule number two is green because my minimum acceptable rate per mile was $1.95, and this is paying $2.11, which means that even if I took every single load at $1.99 a mile and I went my $5,500, I will put $2,000 in my pocket. So the rate per mile doesn't matter. And what a lot of people do is they miss out on a lot of opportunities because they're not paying attention to the rules. I promise you the strategies are going to play out in the long run. So pay attention to rule number one and rule number two. I promise you this. If you live your days and your life by your strategy, the strategy will always win in the long run. And if you want help with your strategy, we can do that. I'd like to finish today by talking about probably one of the most important things that are going to help you run your life, run your business, help your own mental state throughout the ups and downs that we go through over the years. Understand your why. Why did you buy a truck? Why did you get into trucking? Why do you get up every day, every week, get in your truck and go drive thousands of miles a week? Why? You need to understand that why. You need to understand what it means if I fail to do the things that I say I want to do. So once you understand your why, you're going to be able to have a different type of energy. When you get in your truck, it's not, oh my God, here's another week. When you get in your truck, it's, there's a purpose. You understand it. And when you understand rule number one, rule number two, and you take the time to calculate those things, what I'd like you to do, because there is a minor difference, but there is a major difference mentally. Almost everybody talks about costs. Fuel is this. My cost per mile is this. My expenses are this. My insurance is this. We just spent probably 20 minutes talking about the costs of rule number one and rule number two. But once you understand it, now I want you to flip it around, and I want you to put in your head, tape it to your dash, anything that you need to do, so it's right there in plain sight for you. Calculate your profit per mile. Stop paying attention to the costs. Understand the profit per mile, because every time you get in your truck, you will know there is a purpose. You will have a goal. You're not just going out there driving, trying to figure it out, take it day by day. You have an idea. I'm going to get in Monday morning. I'm going to come home Friday evening. This is what I'm coming home with. This is my gross. And I'm not doing it until I do come home. And I have to have my strategy to make sure that that happens on a Monday through Friday. But above that, if I understand my profit per mile, all of those mile markers that you pass that nobody pays attention to, every single time you see a mile marker, you should see a dollar sign. And that should energize you to want to do more and be more efficient. I promise you, you're going to do good things. But you have to follow a strategy. If you don't know where you're going, if you've never thought about your vision, if you've never thought about your future, how do you know where you're going to be and when you're going to be there? You have a destination like you would delivering some freight, but you have no turn-by-turn guidelines. Take the time to figure out where it is your destination is and figure out the steps, the turn-by-turn guidelines to get you to that endpoint, and not just get you there at some point in time, get you there by a certain point in time. Understand that your business is cash flow. Some of you want to be home every day. Some of you don't want to go outside of 500 miles. Some of you are drivers of drivers and you stay out. I mean, I literally have drivers, you know, for us that don't own a home. They stay out there on the road. That's a different level of dedication. But understand that your asset that you invested into is cash flow. You as a driver do not make the money. Your truck makes the money. And what I'd like to do with everybody over the course of the episodes and within our organization, within our company, especially the Business of Trucking podcast, we want you to understand how to be an owner, not an operator. How to generate income that you don't have to drive for. Your asset should never stop. You don't have to drive it, but your asset should never stop making you money. So understand, unless you're trying to build a company with multiple employees and, you know, different departments and 100, 200, 300 trucks, most of you are here for income, for cash flow. Most of you want to spend time with your families. Most of you are getting tired of being out on the road. Now, some of you enjoy driving. And if you enjoy it, then stay doing it. But understand that you're doing it because you choose to, not because you have to. There's a difference. And again, to summarize, the most important thing that I can ask you to do when you're done driving today or while you're driving, think about it. Understand your why. What does it mean if you don't accomplish your tasks? Rule number one, rule number two, if you don't do that, if you come home Friday morning and you're $700 short of your strategic goal for the week, it's Friday morning. Why don't you just take one more? What's more important? At the end of the day, whatever number you come up with rule number one, you have to understand is directly related to your vision. And if on a week-to-week, day-to-day basis, you are not accomplishing what your strategy says, your vision can never come into reality. And so one of the benefits of having a coach, having an organization that's there to help you, is to help you execute your vision. Help you to stay on top of your vision. It's my job to work with people every single week every single day to make sure that they are achieving the results that they say they want their future to be. If you've enjoyed the episode today, please go to 131trucking.com. There are plenty of resources on there for you. At the end of the day, you can go on there. And for all of our subscribers, if you subscribe to the episode, if you pass this on to other drivers so that they can listen while they're driving or when they're not driving, anybody who's listening to the Business of Trucking podcast, go to 131trucking.com. Either call us, fill out the form. We're giving everybody a 1 hour free coaching session so that we can talk to you individually about your business, specifically your visions, your goals, and we will talk to you about what you can do. Please be safe. Please be safe out there. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I hope that you learned a lot and that you feel motivated to start implementing everything that you've learned here by making those changes in your life. You know I love results, and I know that you're going to have amazing ones. If you like what you're hearing and you want to leave a review, that would be great. Make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any of the new shows, and connect with me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I would love to hear your biggest takeaways, and always remember, if you change your thinking, you'll change your reality.